This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Cuomo represents the scumbag leftist running this country, power hungry, money hungry, and it wants what it wants, and it will do anything to anybody that gets in the path of that pursuit of money and power. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The leftists and their goal is they want women, they want blacks, they don't want them for any good reasons. They want their power base, and they want them so stupid, so dogmatic, and they're one thing. For example, blacks is the collective. Blacks, you must be a collective and think like blacks. Women, you must only think with your vaginas, etc. Don't think about things that as it impacts you and the world around you in a myriad of different ways that makes you so unique, that makes you identifiable by God. We think it's a big deal that a penguin can identify its penguin chick in the midst of, you know, thousands or hundreds of thousands of penguins. God can identify you in the midst of billions, trillions. Anyway, leftism. Seek and destroy anything to get fame and fortune, power and money. Again, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Speaking of money, you got any? You want a gift to us? It's funny, a lady wrote to me. She says, Kevin, I get upset with you always guys asking for money and things like that. And I said, look, I'm $1 million plus in the hole. Maybe, probably more, to be honest with you, because it was that a long time ago. We just started at least recovering some. I said, I invested at least $1 million into this business. I know I did because I went broke and I had over $1 million in the bank. And I don't have any regrets. I've donated money to things. I've lost money in things. I've done projects. We did a project to get our social media site, Tea Party Community, off the ground. And I know for a fact we sunk at least $300,000 into that. And nobody went for it. Oh, the timing wasn't right. Shut up. I don't want to hear about the timing. We should have been making that transition years ago when I started doing it. But now we got to do it again, and we've got all these substandard websites that can't do it. Ours will be able to handle it, and it's coming up. You'll hear more about it soon. You ask us, Kevin, how can we go after stuff? Well, we started the Flick Fest, a movie site to go after Hollywood so we could have our own awards, give out stuff for people that are great storytellers that are telling our stories. Have you joined? Kevin, I'm not into movies. Really? Do you watch Netflix? Do you watch HBO? You got cable? You go to the movies? Trust me, you're spending a lot more on the left than you are on us and what we're trying to do. I don't want to hear excuses. So I said to Lee, I wrote her back nicely. I said, look, you seem to be doing a lot for the what we're trying to accomplish. Good for you. And if you don't want to donate to us, fine. I don't care. I had a guy one time, he asked me, we were talking about setting up a group in Arizona, and I said, we all need to donate $5 a month, and I'll start. Well, what are you going to do with our $5? And I said, see, I'm not even going to bother to answer that stupid question. Because if you think I need your $5 to survive, and I'm going to go out and buy a Lamborghini, shame on you. That's not the right question to ask. What are we going to do with the money? That's what we're here for. But it has nothing to do with me. If I wanted to go out and make a crap load of money, most of the people that are listening to this program who know me know I can make money. I'm pretty freaking talented. I spend my time doing this because I want you to understand the importance of what we do, that I'm willing to sacrifice. But don't talk to me about, oh, why are you always asking me for money? Okay, whatever. Here's what's interesting. The left don't even have to ask, because they get it one of two ways. You voluntarily give it to them with the crap that you do when you shop at the stores that don't like you. that tell you to your face, I don't even care about your money. I'm about LGBT issues. I'm about BLM. I'm about, you know, whatever. And you go participate and shop and do whatever you do. And I mentioned Netflix earlier. Or they pay somebody to get your money. They take your money. They get bureaucrats to steal it from you. And then you think, oh, it's all good in the hood. Here's Kevin asking me for $5 or to buy his merch or to do whatever. You're already supporting the left. Yeah, I'm just going to give you the bad news now. So, look, I'm not here to guilt trip anybody. If you want to help us, do so. Let me tell you, I'm so fortunate. Well, I'm going to call him out. One of my buddies, Albert, he stepped up. Wow, I'm not even going to tell you what he gave us, but he gave us a lot of money. Bob and Carol, they kick in. There, so many people understand what we're doing here, and I am so appreciative for those folks. I wish I could make them truly my family. They are. We're not blood, but they might as well be, because I would do anything for them. I got friends that... Yeah, I mean, Kerb listens to my program all the time. He's one of my best friends. He is like a brother. I mean, we don't need blood. And there's many others, Dale and Lori, that have helped tremendously. And they're not asking questions because they know. They know how I live. Look, I'm committed to this. And I'm committed to telling you about these idiots like Cuomo and the cautionary tale. These people ignored Cuomo until somebody finally decided to take him out. Who knows the reasoning? It doesn't have to be right or wrong. As far as the karma is concerned, I don't care. I'm glad he's being taken out. Because now leftists get to see what happens. Even if you live the leftist life, you live it as one of the elites. When somebody wants to take you out, they can take you out. It's a glimmer of hope, folks, for all of us, what's happening to Cuomo right now. He's a killer. You know how many lives this man has ruined, men and women, because they dare question him or get in his way? They've been traumatized by this guy. No recourse. Can't go anywhere. You don't get any more powerful than the governor of a state. What are they going to do? Call another governor? The only person who could help you would be a president to go after that guy. How many people you think... Right now, New York is going after the former president of the United States. That's how powerful Cuomo believed himself to be. It's a cautionary tale for everything that we are involved in. And this is not about Andrew Cuomo. Trust me, folks. This is about Pelosi and Schumer and Clyburn and many others. All of these people are scummy. Scumbags and skanks. We got a lot more to talk about. I'm going to weave Cuomo in, but we're going to talk about a lot of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Did you consider the allegations against Andrew Cuomo? I want you to think about a few other fake narratives by the left. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. So consider voter fraud, for example. These people say the election wasn't stolen. Joe Biden got 82 million votes. Donald Trump got 75 million. Dominion is squeaky clean. And I could go on. If you just looked at voter fraud and you put it in the context of Cuomo, that all the adulation over the votes and the people who voted and, oh, it's amazing. And it was these elections were free and clear. And don't you dare say that they weren't and all this. And I could play the adulations for Cuomo. In fact, let's play that clip. All these people giving Cuomo adulation over him killing old people in America, in New York specifically. And what was the final outcome?
David, we're standing by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day. Everything Trump isn't. Honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, I think, is one of the heroes on the front lines.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, understand what we now know. We know now that Cuomo was not presidential. He didn't act in a way that showed leadership, blah, blah, blah. He was killing people. Oh, and meanwhile, getting meds for his family so they would have them before anybody else. Because, yeah, isn't that what every leader does? He takes care of everybody around him before he takes care of the people who put him into power. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Speaking of power, we do a lot to empower you, and I would suggest you go to the website, look around. I'm glad you're doing the radio show, but do more. And for those of you who do the podcast, let me tell you, when you skip through the commercials, you cost us money. And if the commercial doesn't interest you, click on it. That's the way we make our money. Believe it or not, you clicking on it. Whether it's, I mean, if it's something that's of interest, click on it. If it's not, don't. I'm not trying to tell you to do it, but that's how we get paid. Because most people aren't, throwing money at us. Anyway, going back to this Cuomo thing, voter fraud in the context of all that adulation they gave him over WuFlu. I want you to just think about that. Now, think about all that adulation of the WuFlu over what's currently being done with WuFlu. You know what I'm saying? In other words, all the propaganda around getting the shot. I want you to just put all of that into perspective as you evaluate. Where did the story start and where did it end? Where did the leftism narrative begin and what part of the death spiral is it on right now? Because let me tell you, all that adulation went away very quickly when they found out that Cuomo was very unleaderlike. He did something very stupid, and what he did could be considered intentional and led to 15,000 old people dying probably a little before their time. Now, I had a lady write to me. She's a very learned lady. And she says, Kevin, those people were going to die within a year anyway. Fine. If you could get one more day with your grandmother or your great-grandmother or your grandfather or great-uncle or somebody you cared about, what would it mean to you? Just one more day. So you say, Kevin, Cuomo didn't really kill them. They were going to die of whatever the underlying condition. We're all going to die. What if I gave you your day, your death day, and you knew that was the day, and I said to your family, but if you do this, you can get one more day. How many of them would apply for it? Because there are people in my family, I would say, man, what do you need for me to get one more day? One more day with my uncle, who died recently. I would give anything to get one more day with him. My mother's brother, the oldest of her brothers, she was the oldest. I'd do anything to get one more day. I would do anything to get one more day with my mother. She died when I was 5. I'd like to have it now, not when I was 5. So I wouldn't have appreciated it. So anyway, I'm not getting after this lady, but I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like much, but the man killed 15,000 people, and whether they were going to die a week from then or a month from then, I don't care. That's not up to him. He's not God. And they were giving him all this adulation. And where is he now? He's back to being what he is. A power-hungry, money-hungry deviant that will do anything to get what he wants. So put it in that context. You transfer it to anybody. Transfer it to Schumer. Transfer it to Pelosi. Transfer it to Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee. It's all the same. They all have dirt. Somebody's got dirt on them. And the only thing they're waiting on is, or hoping never comes, which is why they do what they do, is for the shoe to fall. When are you going to find out my dirty, as we say in the vernacular? None of them are clean. Put it into the context, and I'm telling you this because I don't want you to think about, if you hear this broadcast again, oh, Kevin Cuomo, that's old stuff, if it's a best of. No, it's a best of because it applies to every single thing these people have done to you and me and the rest of this country and the world, in fact, over the past few decades. You want to just go back to the time of Obama? What about the targeting of a U.S. citizen to try to keep him from becoming president of the United States? And the illegal use of FISA courts. You think that happened, or do you think that it's been, you know, that it's been, you know, overblown by we conservatives? Yeah. I know what happened. They used the FISA courts, they weaponized the Department of Justice against a private citizen, all because he sought to undo the very power structure that they put into place. And then they got a successful coup against him once he was elected. And it is an obvious coup, voter fraud, and you can't talk about it because they say you're a liar. Now, what are they doing now? January the 6th, look at what these people did. Oh, my gosh. This is the worst insurrection of all of American history. And you could go, if you want hyperbole, Google anything that says January the 6th. We got a January 6th commission over crap that the Democrats did. And are we fighting it? No, we're going along with it. Republicans could say, you know what? We aren't even going to be on your January 6th commission because we don't believe it. We know it's hogwash. And we know it. You want to know why? Because we know what you did with Cuomo. We know everything you did. We know how dirty you are because of this Cuomo situation. We know how dirty you are because of what you've done with voter fraud. We know how dirty you are because of what you did with Russian collusion. How much more do you need me to go on and talk about?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators continue to go through the roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and vote on amendments Senate Democrats are also intent on passing their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation human infrastructure package. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell assures the reconciliation package won't have any support from Republicans.
If our colleagues want to ram through yet another reckless taxing and spending spree without our input, if they want all this spending and debt to be their signature legacy, they should leap at the chance to own every bit of it.
President Biden is recognizing the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities who are experiencing an uptick in hate crimes in mostly Democratic-run cities during the pandemic. USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in no rush to investigate the origins of COVID-19.
The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019. And China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The nation's trade deficit widened more than expected to a new record in June. The deficit grew $75 billion in June, up from $71 billion in May. Imports jumping 2.1% to an all-time high. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When I see old Joey Demento in the news, he looks looking like Death Eating the Cracker, man. God, the dude looks so old and feeble. It's unbelievable to watch him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. But I watch him and I think about the lie. We have a guy running our country illegitimately in a stolen election. By the way, starting to hear rumbles about these vote counts and things that may come out of Maricopa and elsewhere. I don't know what's going to happen, but the truth is going to get out, just like it has about Andrew Cuomo. So we've been talking about him the entire show, but forget about that. It doesn't matter that we're talking about him. You want to talk about Lois Lerner? I'm going to talk about the IRS targeting of conservatives. What do you think would happen if we were to continue down the path of pursuing Lois Lerner? With a legitimate, investigation, what do you think would happen? Do you think we would learn what we already know, that she did weaponize the IRS against conservatives? And she got a get-out-of-jail-free card. And not only that, they want to give her awards. I don't know what Lois is doing now, but you can bet she's got a cushy job working for somebody who said, you know what, love what you were doing. Thank you, Lois. They loved what Cuomo was doing for a while, didn't they? I remember him trying to get out of it when he was talking about his marijuana thing. Do you guys remember? he wanted to legalize. It is time that we legalize marijuana. Because marijuana is, you can get it now in different places. And yeah, it was an interesting thing because he thought it was going to be his way. And it did. It deflected. New York needs the revenue. What are they going to do? They're going to go across the river to New Jersey, or they're going to go, if you're in the upper part of New York, you're going to go to Massachusetts and get it. It's time that we bring that revenue to New York. It was hysterical. And he did it. I mean, he was embroiled in controversy, multiple controversies. And the one thing we didn't talk about when we played the earlier versions of the Wu Flu, this is the dude who got an Emmy for what he did with Wu Flu. They gave him an award for killing 15,000 plus old people. So, again, substitute in Lois Lerner. Who cares? Doesn't matter. She's as good a substitute as any. Substitute Hillary Clinton. How many scandals is that chick involved in? I mean, everybody wants to bring up Benghazi, but it is a big deal. People get killed in your employ, and you want to blame a videographer in California. We get all the who shot Johns, and then, you know, we still don't get to the bottom of it. And God forbid you get into her giddy or get out of jail free card with Comey and you do any bit of research there. But what do you think you'd learn if you took it to its logical conclusion? What do you think you'd learn if Hillary Clinton hadn't bleach bit her servers, hard drives, and smashed her cell phones with hammers and all the other things that they did? What do you think you would have learned? I think you already know that Hillary Clinton is a crook who's used her foundation, which is supposedly under investigation. What have you heard about that? Hey, John Durham, is this thing on? Nothing. You've heard nothing. But you know what you know? You know Hillary Clinton's crooked. They've laundered billions of dollars for some of the world's most heinous criminals, and the Clintons took their cut. That's what you'd learn. You'd learn that Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch to make sure that the investigation against his wife wasn't going to go anywhere. That's what you'd learn. Substitute any of these clowns in for Cuomo. It doesn't matter, people. What about, and we're also talking about leftism in general here. It isn't just about people, it's about concepts. The concept, for example, of border security and taking babies away from their parents and all the things that the leftists give you the fake news narratives about. What's their real agenda? Let me ask you this. Right now, you're not hearing anything about the border. You want to know why? Because more people are coming in illegally. More people are being detained. Kids are being taken from their parents. Sex trafficking, human trafficking, you name it, is happening at that border. And the Biden administration has watched it get worse and worse and worse, and they haven't said a word. What do you think would happen if we compared it to what Trump was actually doing to solve problems? Cuomo is a metaphor. He's a backdrop. While Cuomo should have been focused on working with de Blasio to get crime down in New York, what do you think is happening in New York? More crime. I mean, it's chaos is what it is. I don't need to tell you what goes on, but because you've heard the stories of people defecating in the middle of the street, peeing right in front of traffic, nudity. I saw it with my own eyes. I don't have to guess about this. Right in Times Square. Crime going up. Gun crimes rising. All of it. Chasing people out. The good news is you can get apartments a lot cheaper in New York. But I want you to think about all the things that they tell you that are legit. We're border security. We don't need it. We need open borders. As people pour in, crime increases. You think illegals really do enhance the economy? The kids that go into ESL and slow your children down, the overcrowding in schools, the overcrowding in many areas of the country, the gang warfare that comes in from MS-13 in El Salvador and some of the other gangs, and I could go on. Overcrowding in the hospital, our healthcare system, and so on. I'll put it to you this way. If we could take every illegal off of our healthcare system, how much productivity do you think we gain? How long would the wait list be if you didn't have to go to the emergency room and wait 4 hours, 6 hours? Or you could actually go see your doctor in a timely. I mean, I could go on with all the things you could do that would make things better. But they tell you, no, let an influx occur. What are you talking about, Kevin Jackson? It's the same thing they tell you about Cuomo. Cuomo, he's a good guy. They gave him awards. Do you know that the people who did Russian collusion, now completely debunked, won Pulitzer Prizes for their investigative stories? The New York Times, WAPO, etc. They were winning awards for promoting lies. Cuomo was winning an award while he killed 15,000 people and was molesting women. And there's a host of other things he was doing, too. Don't think for one second. That guy is so far from a choir boy, Well, let's just say it this way. He could be the next pope. Oh, the Catholics will get mad at me for that. Scandal after scandal. By the way, Cuomo brazenly demanded that Judge Kavanaugh pass a polygraph during his confirmation hearings. Did you know that? Now that Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, has released her 165-page report that essentially put a nail in his coffin, it essentially said he's guilty. Well, let's see what happens. They interviewed 179 people as part of the probe on Cuomo, and they were able to corroborate 7 years of harassment and abuse by Andrew Cuomo. See, they didn't do an exhaustive thing. Oh, they did. They tried with Trump. They would have, you know, trumped up charges on him, made up stuff so they could submit to the FISA courts or whatever. They didn't have to make anything up with Cuomo. This is leftists going after other leftists. I want you to understand that. Leftists attacking other leftists. I applaud them. Congratulations. You can put Cuomo in any context you want, but I can just tell you, this is leftism, and they wrote this. This is a sad day for New York because independent investigators have concluded that Governor Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so broke the law. 11 different women, 9 of whom worked for Cuomo. Remember the bimbo eruptions for Trump? All they had to do was be in a picture with him. If that was the case, let me tell you, I've taken pictures with, I couldn't even tell, if a woman showed a photo of me in a picture, I would be like, okay, where was this at? Where do you live? What event was this? I don't know. You take pictures when you're in the public limelight. People want to get to know you. 11 different women. Yeah, no more half-baked allegations the way they did with Kavanaugh from a skank who has no real recollection of what happened except for her hippocampus and her hypothalamus or whatever else. These are women that worked with this man. And Lindsay Boylan was a longtime former aide. She was among the first to step forward, detailing what Cuomo was doing to women, and it was disturbing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Numbers down because we brought the number down. God did not do that. Fate did not do that. Destiny did not do that. A lot of pain and suffering did that.
Governor has abused his powers. He has a pattern of abusive behavior. He has abused me and my family by calling me and threatening my career in front of my kids, in front of my wife. So we must hold him accountable, not just for his abusive behavior, but his abuse of power. That's what's at stake right now. Nine of my colleagues sent out a memo on Monday after his press conference, when he continued to just rope us in and try to rope us in into his web of lies. At that point, I knew that he wasn't going to listen. He's not going to collaborate with the legislature. And we sent out a memo for immediate rescinding of his powers. And in that memo, we've also signaled that we should be exploring impeachment process to hold this executive accountable. But it wasn't about the governor. It was about protecting the integrity of the Senate and Assembly.
Assemblyman, if he were to run for a fourth term in 2022, and he emerges the nominee, would you support him?
I can't see myself supporting him for anything politically at this point.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was a New York assemblyman, and I think he's a Cavuto said senator. And that clip was from February of this year, months ago, when Cuomo was first under fire. And he's describing what these people go through if you buck the system with Cuomo. Well, let me tell you. If you think it's any different with Pelosi, you think it's any different with Schumer, you think it's any different with Adam Schiff, buck the system with any of these egomaniac so-called representatives, and you will find out they will rain down holy unmatrimony on you like you wouldn't believe. As we're talking about Cuomo, I want you to understand this isn't really about Cuomo. This is about leftism in general. So I left off talking about a lady by the name of Lindsay Boylan, and we wrote about this months ago. And here's what was said by Lindsay Boylan, one of her excerpts. It says, Governor Andrew Cuomo has created a culture within his administration where sexual harassment and bullying is so pervasive that it's not only condoned but expected. His inappropriate behavior towards women was an affirmation that he liked you, that you must be doing something right. He used intimidation to silence his critics. And if you dared to speak up, you would face consequences. That's why I panicked on the morning of December 13th. While enjoying a weekend with my husband and six-year-old daughter, I spontaneously decided to share a small part of the truth I'd hidden for so long in shame and never planned to disclose. The night before, a former Cuomo staffer confided to me that she, too, had been the subject of the governor's workplace harassment. Her story mirrored my own. Seeing his name floated as a potential candidate for U.S. Attorney General, the highest law enforcement office in the land, set me off. Now, before I continue, here's what I want to say to you. Leftists finally figure it out. Something triggers their outrage over what they've overlooked and endured for so long. See, that's the beauty of when you live your life on the up and up. There's no trigger for outrage. The trigger that hits people is one that says, wow, I completely misjudged that conservative. I had the wrong idea. Sarah Silverman, she's seeing it. There are many others. I'm talking about vapid leftists that just are so ingrained in leftism. And you know what's happening to them? The reason why you don't hear very much from them, why they've shut up, is because they finally are getting it. It's hit him. And with Boylan, she's going, he was going to be the highest law enforcement, a person who would deliver, you know, supposedly Lady Justice to the land. And I already know what he did to me. She says, in a few tweets, I told the world what a few close friends, family members, and my therapist had known for years. Andrew Cuomo abused his power as government to sexually harass me, just as he had done with other women. And there was a paper trail. She was credible. She backed it up, electronic messages, etc. And the final straw happened, get this, people, when Cuomo kissed her on the lips unexpectedly. So she said she no longer felt comfortable. She resigned her position at the governor's office then. I want you to understand it was that kiss that did it for this woman. But I also want you to understand that while he was sexually harassing women in his employ, a married woman, he just walked up and kissed her smack on the lips. And I believe her. If he thinks that's okay, it's part of, you know, Italian culture, he's throwing Italians under the bus. I don't believe that's part of Italian culture. But I wrote this when he first did it. I said, Cuomo is already under fire for misleading people on the scamdemics, mishandling the scamdemic. And here's what got me the most. He was faking the data. And everybody around him knew he was fudging the data. Do you guys remember this? He was fudging data. As you think about everything that we've been talked about, everything that's been talked about to us by the left, all the different scandals, Ukraine, and supposedly Trump was intimidating them, right? When Biden was actually doing it. I went over a few of the others, but what about Obama targeting journalists? Oh, we didn't do that there. Fast and Furious, running guns into Mexico, right? VA, veterans dying on the waiting list. You believe it happened now? Obama buying his Chicago home himself and not Resnick doing it for him, or Resco. I think his name was Resco, right? Do you think that Hunter Biden wasn't involved with the Chinese? Do you think that Joe Biden knew nothing about his son's dealings and what they were doing? I could go on. Do you think that Black Lives Matter is legit? Do you believe, as the left does, that Antifa doesn't exist? What about critical race theory? Are you buying more into that or less into that now that the revelations about Cuomo, who was, this guy was exalted only months ago, touted as a potential president. Do I really need to bring up the name Michael Abernethy to make this more clear? I think you're getting the point. My producer's like, we get it, man, we get it. Stop waving your hands. They fudged the data. So people died in New York. Cuomo killed 15,000 old people. They may have were going to die anyway, but he decided to become the executioner, and he killed them. He injected a virus that would hasten their demise. And then you wonder, are we being told the truth about the Wu flu? Are we being told the truth about the vaccines? Are we being told the truth about Black Lives Matter, or about CRT, or about racism in America, or about sexism in America, or about homophobia in America, or about xenophobia in America? I don't think we are. Well, you guys can figure that out for yourself. But here's what I will tell you. While the Democrats may be trying to get back at Cuomo, they got a real problem, because Cuomo represents everything they claim to be fighting for. And look, they can keep giving us one sacrificial lamb, as they did in Hollywood with Weinstein. But here's what I can tell you, people know. There are more Weinsteins in Hollywood, and they've gotten away with it up to this point. The same way Cuomo has gotten away with it up to this point. But Attorney General Letitia James said that Cuomo fostered a toxic workplace. Have you heard that described of anybody else? Because I've heard it described of Sheila Jackson Lee. Many other leftists create toxic workplaces. What do you think they're hiding? And who's going to finally say enough is enough? When are the 11 whistleblowers that don't like what Maxine Waters is doing blow the whistle on her? When are they finally going to say, you know what, I'm no longer part of the black collective and I could go on? When does that happen? Because Democrats wake up every day to that potential nightmare. When is somebody going to tell us inside of Dominion, we can't take it anymore? You can't kill everybody. Folks, this is the tip of the iceberg on what we know about Cuomo. You know what Cuomo's happy about right now? That's all you know is about the women. You know what Democrats are happy about right now? That's all you know about Hunter Biden. There's a lot more. They don't want you to know everything involved with Joe Biden. Are you kidding? And his family and what they've done to steal from this country? No way do they want you to know that. They don't want you to know about Barack Obama. They don't want you to know about their inside dealings and how they manage to steal trillions of dollars from you. Because it's done just like they're doing with Cuomo, how they let him get away with it.
This is the The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.